Hey, Power Achievers, here are some of the freebies and great discounts we have for you that are provided by our sponsors just for you listening to Designing Your Life Today. First of all, I want to remind you to develop the best plans for your life and for your business by getting the information that you need, and you can do that by signing up for our newsletter, Power Up Today. Just go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and you'll see it right there in the menu section. Click on Power Up Today. You can see samples of our newsletter, and you can sign up absolutely free. As I said, we've got some great discounts for you, and even some freebies from our sponsors. This week, our sponsors are One-in-One Websites. They're still hanging out with us. You can get domain names and hosting for as little as 99 cents as an introductory price, and you're going to love that deal. Also, you know what? It's really difficult to be in good shape unless you know how to eat properly. Well, Cooking Light Diet will help you with that. They will plan your meals, among other things. Get lots of great tips, get lots of free downloads and handouts that you can use to take with you when you go to certain restaurants and more. You can check this out at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. And Fabletics, they're my favorite workout clothes. I have been a fan of Fabletics now for almost a year, and I love wearing their leggings, and their outfits are so nice until they don't even look like workout clothes sometimes. But you can check them out for yourselves and get the discounts that go with that. Get your first set of workout clothes for $25. They normally range from $49.99 to $79.99. So check those out. Find out more information by going to Savings and Sources. We got you some really great discounts, you guys, as well as some really good freebies. So check out this week's goodies at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. Okay, it's showtime.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hey, Power Achievers, welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell, and this is Thriving Thursday. We've been talking about fear all month long, and so let's talk a little bit more about fear, but let's talk about fear on more of, let's say, a scientific level, but not too scientific. It is important to understand kind of where fear comes from. And I've already shared that fear is of a spiritual nature. And it really is, because once I've given you kind of the Bible's perspective of it, and says that we have not been given a spirit of fear, because once we allow fear to attack our spirit, then we kind of stay in that fearful mode and we achieve very little. So there's no thriving to be had when that happens. And so you really have to pay attention to those instances in your life where fear pops up and be aware of the types of actions to take or not to take. One of the things about fear is that fear is kind of an instant thing. It acts instantly, and you can tell when it's happening because it stiffens your muscles and it kind of sometimes just stops you in your track. And I've already shared that one of the good things about fear is kind of a signal that you need to pay attention to something, and it signals you to make certain moves or take certain actions so that you can avoid danger. And of course, to prevent anything bad from happening to you. But we've kind of gotten to the point where people use fear against us when it comes to elections and how we choose our presidential candidates and how we make decisions about where we're going in life and what we're going to do. And that's when it becomes really detrimental. It becomes detrimental to your health, your relationships, your emotions, to really every aspect of you. And so while fear is all about helping you to avoid danger. If not, when we don't understand what the purpose of fear, and when we don't deal with fear in its proper perspective, then it becomes something that's a lot bigger. The thing about fear is, now fear from a scientific standpoint, and I'm not going to get too technical because we know that fear is triggered by the amygdala, and which is in your brain, and it's one of nature's earliest survival mechanisms. And a large part of fear is kind of a response to the horror of a painful experience in life, whether that is a physical pain where you feel like the threat of death is there, or an emotional pain where you think someone's going to break your heart and you're going to lose love and someone won't love you anymore. And that's something that you have to really kind of separate the two. Of course, you don't want to go through the physical pain where someone's threatening your life. So that's the point where you become fearful, not in the sense that you're so afraid of that person until you allow them to control every aspect of your life, but to the point where you allow fear to pop up long enough for you to take action that will get you to safety. The thing about fear is that fear generates a chain of biological events in the body, and that in turn engulfs your mind, and that's where it becomes really dangerous. So persistent attacks of fear leads to health issues, which all start in your mind. And fear is caused by, let's say, remembering painful experiences, or actually being in a painful experience over and over and over and not taking any action to get out of that painful experience. Now, I've mentioned that the threat of physical harm. I've mentioned the emotional harm, but there's more to it when it comes to the emotional harm. There's the fear of loss. In other words, not just loss of love like we talked about on yesterday, but the loss of monies, and that you're not going to have enough money to sustain yourself and to pay your bills, and that you feel like your life is kind of spiraling out of control and you don't know what to do about it. So these are the things that you want to kind of pay attention to. Persistent attacks of fear lead to health issues, as I, you know, shared before, and those health issues are really kind of issues that you don't want to pop up into your life. And so how do you kind of deal with all of that? And what do you do with all of that? You recognize when fear is running your life, and you put it in its proper place. Fear is essentially, let's say it's a response that leads to many subconscious behaviors. And that's why it's important for you to pay attention to your life and know what's going on. Now, this is Thriving Thursday. If you're not thriving in your life, then the question to ask yourself is fear what's holding me back? Is fear stopping me? Self-awareness is the key to dealing with fear. So if I had to give you a strategy for today to deal with fear from a spiritual level and a more scientific level, then I would say that become self-aware of what's taking place in your life. And when you can kind of become more aware of what's taking place in your life, then you can make the necessary changes that you need to make. You know, it's really interesting that, you know, Halloween is right around the corner. And the truth of the matter is, horror is a sickening and painful experience. And it's kind of the emotion that lays the foundation for the amygdala to sense the backgrounds of painful events. And I'm always amazed that people want to watch horror flicks, and then they wonder why they're afraid for not just weeks, but for years to come. And they're suspect of people, they're suspect of relationships. So it comes with a lot of, let's say, after effects that affect us on a level that we're not even aware of. So if you're a fan of horror movies and I'm ruining it for you, hey, sorry about that. Sometimes when you can bring fear into your life by watching a horror flick or anything that causes your emotions to modify in a way where fear can kind of step in, then, which watching horror movies is one way to do that. And when you do that, and then you wonder why you're afraid of everything. Why, when you look at the news and you hear something on the news and it's about something that happened on another part of the world, and people have a tendency to all of a sudden start to batten down the hatches, and they're not even in that part of the world. And because they think it's going to happen, it's got to happen here. And here's the thing about that. When we have that kind of energy going on in our lives constantly and collectively, then guess what? We kind of get what we ask for. And not only that, it stops us from doing life with power. It stops us from living on the level that it was intended for us to live on. It stops us from taking chances and taking risks that will really take our lives to another level. The bodily responses that happens when a person becomes fearful, they freeze up, they stop, their breathing is affected, their digestion, your blood circulation, your brain activity, everything, your bodily fluid, the way they flow, all of that is affected by fear on a consistent basis. And so when this happens, and you become more nervous, then you know what else comes along with that? This is where the physical ailments come in. Have you ever met a person that spent their lives being afraid of everybody and everything? Sometimes people equate that to being shy. People that stay away from people, that are petrified to talk in front of people. That goes beyond shy. That has to do with fear. And see, here's another thing about fear, kind of from that scientific point of what it can do to your life, is that fear helps your body produce cortisol. And when you produce way too much cortisol, that's where the belly fat comes in, and that's where the heart attacks come from. Not trying to scare you or anything, but I want you to be aware of kind of the scientific effects of fear and the science of fear. Fear can have long-term effects on your life. It can stop you from thriving. It can stop you from really making decisions that will take you to a whole nother level. Anxiety can pop up in you because of fear, and whereas you really want to win, or you want to go to the next level, or you want to achieve a large goal, you let fear talk you out of it. And then the minute someone comes along and they say something to you that kind of triggers something, some fearful thing in you or something negative in you, your fear jumps all over that. And now you're holding yourself back. So the truth of the matter is, you really want to know how to deal with that, and you want to know what actions you need to take with that. What happens when we allow our fears to really just kind of just run rampant within us? It's, as I said earlier, we stop taking risks because why? We fear the unknown. And here's the thing. When you fear the unknown, you are outside of faith. See, faith is about knowing what you want to happen, believing beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you do your part, it is going to happen. And even though you can't see the end of the story, you see it in your mind, but even though you can't see it in the physical, you still go for it. You still move forward. You don't let the fear of the unknown stop you in your tracks. But if you're a person who's dominated by fear, then you will. It has to be where you can see it. And I've met people like that. They don't want to take risks. They want to know the end. They jump the gun. And as a result, they stop their highest and best life. So you have to kind of, or you want to take a look at what fear is doing to you. What is fear putting into your life, and how are you allowing it to run your life? How do you use fear to make decisions for your life? So what is this truly about? And so you want to pay attention to all of that when it comes to fear. Because here's the thing. Another thing about allowing fear to run rampant is that it kind of affects not just your mind, but it goes into your subconscious, which ultimately goes into your spirit. Fear, actually, strangely enough, it is a creative process which subconsciously searches your mind for ways to escape pain. And you make impulsive decisions. And so your impulsive decisions, when triggered by fear, they may not present you with any conscious awareness of the particular pain that you wish to avoid. In other words, the pain is not real, but you've created this whole scenario of what pain is, or that you're going to go through some pain that doesn't even exist yet. Pain is actually triggered by social emotions, including sadness and disgust, contempt, embarrassment, guilt, and shame. And as a result of allowing these kinds of energies to stay in your life or even become a part of your life, now fear can start to grow. You have the fear perhaps of being ridiculed by other people. And fear of being ridiculed can make a person decide not to take part in a conversation. It makes us be quiet when we should really speak up. It makes us not say what we think because we're afraid of what the rest of the world is going to say to us. Fear of experiencing even the fear emotion, that can make a person avoid challenging assignments. And I have to tell you this, that if you really want to thrive, if you want your goals to happen, if you want to achieve like you've never achieved before, guess what? You've got to put that emotion of fear, and fear is also an energy, and in its place, so that you will take on these challenging assignments, so that you will go for your highest and best, so that you will make your life happen. And that is how you get to where it is you want to be. So the key is, as I said, how do you deal with this fear? I gave you one simple answer. I'll give it to you again. Self-awareness can reduce the causes of fear. And when you are more self-aware, you are more in tune with who you are, then you will kind of connect that to having more control over your thoughts, more control over your behavior, more control over how you respond to situations that perhaps in the past you kind of freaked out over, and you'll stop freaking out and you won't let certain emotions get to you, such as when you're angry. You'll learn how to stay cool and calm, and it doesn't mean you're not angry, but you'll learn how to control all of that. You'll learn to put guilt in its proper place and not allow guilt to control your life or send you in a direction that you really don't want to go in. You won't go into despair. A lot of people, because they let fear stay in their lives, they start to, you know, go into despair, thinking that, you know what, oh, woe is me, you know, oh, I can't get out of this, and oh, my life is blah, blah, blah. And in some cases, we think that fear is always about the person who cowers down and stays quiet, but sometimes it's the opposite. It's the rude person who finds fault with other people, and they are just really obnoxious in how they handle people and how they deal with people. And so these are things that you want to pay attention to in your life so that it doesn't control you, and so that it doesn't stop you from thriving. You want to become more self-aware. Now, here's the thing. When you become more self-aware, what happens is you use your attention to slow your emotions down, not hold them back, but slow them down so that you can use them in a more productive manner. You know how to relax your muscles more. In other words, you don't let fear cause your entire body to tense up. And you really are able at that point to think of more creative ways, creative productive ways that will bring you the lifestyle that you want, as opposed to using the creative, non-productive ways that comes with fear. See, with fear, as I said earlier, you know, you can be creative and have fear attached to it, and that can turn out not good for you and stop you from thriving and stop you from connecting to the best people, to the best outcome for your life. So the thing about fear is you want to work on your self-awareness. And how do you become more self-aware? You become, you connect more to your authenticity, who you are. Knowing who you are from your spiritual side to your emotional side, are your emotions intact? Are your emotions under control? And don't get it confused that under control does not mean that are your emotions, do you have a lid on your emotions where you never ever use them? That's not what that means. That means, are you in control of your emotions so you can call on them as you need them? For example, if human beings get angry, You know, that's an emotion that we have. And although it's not the higher emotion, it is still an emotion or higher energy. It's still an energy. And the thing is that when you get angry, do you kind of, are you rude? Do you find fault? Do you kind of blow your top? Do you just kind of really take things to a whole nother level? So what happens with that? Or do you use that anger to cause you to sit down and map out a way such that you can get the outcome that you're looking for without really hurting other people? See, because fear can also make you hurt people. And I hate to use an animal analogy in relation to human beings, but this will illustrate my point. For example, if you catch a dog and a dog is afraid, most people think that the barking dog who bites is just mean. No, he's afraid most of the time when he bites. And that's his defense mechanism. So he's backing you up and stopping you before you get started. And sometimes human beings, when we are very fearful, we take unnecessary actions or we take things too much action to back a person up instead of taking the time to breathe, become self-aware, steal those emotions or slow them down and be relaxed such that you can create a win-win situation. Now, here's the thing. Because you can't control other people, but you can control yourself, being self-aware is really something that you can do and have yourself intact. And if the other person is wreaking havoc because of their fear, then what that does is it allows you to make decisions that will perhaps make a situation that would be extremely volatile less volatile. So when we talk about the science of fear, know that it does go into your brain, but it is there to trigger your defenses, but not in a negative manner, not in a manner such that it affects your health and makes you feel helpless and hopeless. So when you think about fear, put it in its proper place, use it when it's in the right manner, and don't let it use you so that you don't get the life that you want. Hey, that's all I have for you guys today on this Thriving Thursday. You are meant to thrive. So put fear in its place and do life with power. If you like the goal achievement strategies that we've been sharing with you on Designing Your Life Today, please take a moment to review our show on iTunes or Stitcher. Also, check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and visit our savings and sources pages, and you can get lots of great information where you can find out how to take free courses, and you can get discounts on some of my favorite products that will help you to do life with power. Download free ebooks while you're on our website by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. And hey, I want to ask you guys to share our show with a friend and invite them to listen in. You can download our show, you can post it on your Facebook page, you can send it out in an email, and it's all absolutely free. Connect with me on social media, and I would love to hang out with you guys on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today. And also, you can find me under my name, Pat Council, on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You guys, let's connect. Let's make something great happen. And you know what to do. Do life with power.